President Obama was in Canada's capital, Ottawa, yesterday. He met with Prime Minister Stephen Harper on his first foreign trip as president. On a frosty day with the American president in town, one of the best ways to get around was on Ottawa's iced over canal. It's more than 7 miles long, billed as the world's longest skating rink. So North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein skated to the president's press conference.
A lot of the roads in Ottawa are closed today to make way for the president's motorcade. So I figured, hey, there's the skating canal here. Might as well park a little bit outside of downtown and skate to Parliament. Getting that my right skate on. Now I'm ready to go.
Some Ottawans actually commute every day by ice. Chawai Nguyen is a hairstylist.
When canal open, I come down and park the car and then skate down.
Ottawa's been consumed by Obama mania for weeks, with flags, T-shirts, and Obama images all over town. Nguyen says he's excited the president will be here.
I think it's very good for him to come here, especially first time he can get out of his country. And he think in Canada, the best for him to visit first. We're neighbor.
Plows clear last night's snowfall. One of the plow drivers, Rudy Menard, has a bilingual opinion of Obama.
A real leader. True leader. A true leader. We need one here like that.
Obama's 80% approval rating in Canada is well above Prime Minister Stephen Harper's. I skate past snack bars on the ice, where you can get a fried dough delicacy called a beaver tail, sold today as Obama tails. A bunch of middle schoolers are skating and throwing snowballs at each other. Their teachers, Catherine Horn and Murray Heslop, say Canadians felt snubbed by former President George Bush. Horn saw Obama's first interview with Canadian TV, and she says he'll be different.
He did an awesome job, and he actually knew something about Canada, and he has relatives living in Burlington, and so, yeah, we're all tracking him.
Absolutely, we're thinking of a more positive relationship between Canada and the United States from here on in.
Amidst all the Obama love, there was a touch of criticism. Some people were disappointed he didn't speak to the public, and there was talk of the Buy American provision in the stimulus package. Bridget Young, a winemaker from Niagara, Ontario, says she hopes Obama won't do anything to impede the world's biggest trading partners.
It would be a shame, but it's hard. You have to protect your own interests, I suppose. Just keeping a global perspective at the same time, though.
Obama and Prime Minister Harper pledged to expand trade, not contract it, in their press conference. Later in the day, David Sisko's walking on the skating canal. He didn't catch the press conference or the adoring crowds. He was at meetings. He says just the fact that Obama came here so early in his presidency is all he needs to know.
Communication's good, so at least we're, as neighbors, we're talking, which is good.
Well, I've just finished my commute. People that I talked to on my way back were happy that President Obama visited, and they were happy that it's done. And now they can get back to their lives and their skating. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein.